OpenServe is more than just SA's largest telecoms infrastructure provider. It's the answer to new ways of doing business, a connection to cutting-edge technology and infinite possibilities, a connection to tomorrow. Connect with us at openserve.co.za.
This episode of the Tech Central podcast is brought to you by Pinnacle, Africa's top ICT distribution business, delivering the exceptional every time. I'm Duncan McLeod, and you're listening to the Tech Central podcast. I'm in Bryanston in Johannesburg today to talk to Grant Bodley, CEO of Dimension Data Middle East and Africa. Grant, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Duncan. Great to be with you.
We don't have nearly the same visibility into Dimension Data that we used to have when it was a listed company. How are you guys doing?
Duncan, yeah. I mean, we obviously haven't been listed since the entity acquisition in 2010. You know, the past 3 years, I can speak for since I was appointed as CEO. I mean, we've been fortunate to have had a really good turnaround. So positive results generally over the last 3 years, strong double-digit growth bottom line, you know, similar at the top line. We are seeing some headwinds at the moment, given certain political and economic challenges. But by and large, really, really positive set of results over the last sort of 18 to 24 months.
Okay, all right. And this, I mean, we were just talking before we started recording that the South African economy, as of this morning, is officially in a technical recession. Sure. Is it tough going out there at the moment?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, I'm certainly seeing in my engagements a slowdown in some of the decision-making that is out there. You know, the rand-dollar exchange rate also impacts people. Quite a lot of the tech that people possibly acquire, dollar-based pricing. So, you know, I'm seeing certainly a slowdown in decision-making and people being, you know, considering all options, sweating assets and those types of things. So it certainly is. Fortunately for us, though, I think, you know, in the IT industry, there's also opportunities in a recession to bring about efficiencies leveraging technology. So it's a lot harder, but we prefer a booming economy.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone does. So, Grant, how long have you been with the Dimension Data Group now?
I've been with Dimension Data 19 years this year.
Oh, wow.
Now in November is 19 years, if I'm not mistaken.
19, okay. Yeah. What was your first role here?
My first role was in sales. So I joined way back when as a sales guy. I didn't know much about the industry at all, but it's been a great 19 years for me, certainly. Mm-hmm. Culture is everything for me here.
And you've been CEO of Middle East Africa since 2015 or so?
Yeah, I think 3 years now in August, so it's been 3 years as CEO. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. You took over from Derek Wilcox.
That's correct.
Recall correctly. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk a bit about the industry. I know the economy is in a terrible state, but there must be some areas that are doing better than others, and maybe some areas that perhaps you expected were going to do better and that aren't doing so well. What are you seeing out there? What are the hot points amongst customers now? Where are you seeing demand? And perhaps also, by the same token, what are some of the areas that are not doing well?
Sure. So I think, I mean, it's obvious possibly to say that we're seeing a definite slowdown in hardware sales, you know, with the onset of things like cloud and the move towards software. So product sales, if you will, slowing. But as I mentioned, people consuming in different ways. So there's different means of consuming that IT application or software we're seeing growing faster than others. And our managed services business is certainly growing at a really healthy rate. The conversations I'm seeing, obviously there's all the normal buzzwords around digital transformation and these things, but by and large, I'm seeing clients looking for outcomes. More and more, I'm certainly in my conversations seeing clients less worried about how they consume, but rather more around the outcome. That brings complexity, of course. You know, is the market mature enough in terms of the contracting and commercial terms? But outcome certainly is what clients are looking for. And I think once you get into that conversation, you know, one can leverage technology to achieve some of those outcomes, and that's where some of the opportunity is. Public sector has been a bit of a challenge of late, but, you know, we're seeing certain opportunities there, you know, to help them with some of their aspects of service delivery and the like. But overall, it certainly is a difficult market to trade in.
Mm-hmm. I was interested in what you say about the cloud and managed services and all that sort of thing. There's definitely a big shift to software as a service, massive investments going on in data center infrastructure. And you also mentioned that hardware sales into end users is not hot at the moment. Not surprising, because companies are increasingly looking to outsource and put their infrastructure in these data centers.
Sure.
What is Dimension Data doing in that space? Are you deploying data center infrastructure on the ground? Maybe walk me through what the group is doing in the Middle East and Africa region.
Sure. So I think obviously in South Africa, we're very fortunate to have internet solutions as part of our portfolio and a number of data centers. We've got some of our own cloud platforms, of course, of our own, which we're taking to market, and of course host some clients of their own. As you mentioned, you've got, you know, other platforms there. We've got Azure landing shortly, Amazon looking to have the same thing. So for us, you know, we're certainly seeing that hybrid IT or hybrid cloud is here. Mm-hmm. All clients are talking about it and starting to consume it. So the opportunity for us is to try and work with clients to make sure that all this works seamlessly.
Yeah.
It's very easy to say, oh, let's have a hybrid IT environment. But, you know, there's complexity around that. Ensure that we can help clients move their workloads between the different platforms, you know, based on price or service, data sovereignty, you name it. So for us, a lot of investment in that space, ensuring that they're cloud ready. You know, is the network ready? Are they secure? What applications and what workloads work on which different platforms, which suited to those. So a huge amount of investment in making sure we can facilitate a hybrid IT environment.
I'm interested in, I mean, you mentioned the Microsoft Azure data centers that are being built, constant rumors about, well, Amazon is investing in this country, but there are rumors that they may build a full data center here at some point down the line. Do you see those international players as potential partners, or do you see them as competitors?
No, I think we see them as partners. I think, you know, if you talk about hybrid IT as a concept, I don't think there's a single client out there who will put all their workloads on one single platform. So depending on different application workloads, you'll use different platforms. You know, I think to my knowledge, you know, the Azure platform that we landed here won't necessarily be fit for purpose for large ERP deployments in the short term. Maybe mm-hmm. in the longer term, it'll be there. So for us, you know, we have a strong Microsoft play and you know, we work very much in partnership, help move workloads onto their platform. Where it doesn't work, you know, can we host them on our platform? And you know, if we think that clients aren't having conversations with all these players in the market, I think we're naive. So for us, it's how do we make sure we're relevant and enable clients to navigate this so they achieve the best outcome for themselves.
Are South African companies still doing big outsourcing projects, IT outsourcing projects? I know that was flavor of the month a few years ago. And I know that Dimension Data has done a lot of work in that area historically. Are big corporates still looking at doing these mega outsourcing projects?
I'm certainly seeing, maybe not to the scale, and I suppose maybe because of the South African economy or the size of our corporates, there aren't these mega outsourcers out there. There are one or two in some of the parastatals that are sort of up for renewal. We're seeing some being carved up into towers as opposed to all to one provider. But there absolutely are still outsourcers out there. We're engaged in a number. We've got a number of renewals on the table that we're going through. I think what is happening is you know, clients are questioning, are the service providers bringing innovation? Is there still value there? But at the end of the day, I think there absolutely still is a place, in my opinion, for outsourcing. There's a skill shortage out there. Clients are struggling to find that. They've got a whole lot of other challenges, you know, focusing on the front end to look at, you know, how do they digitize the environment? So absolutely there. I think a lot of them were done and probably coming up for anniversaries and renewals now.
Yeah. Given the tight economy, though, are they putting, they also want innovation, but are they also putting pressure on margins because of the state of the economy right
Absolutely.
Now?
We're certainly seeing margin pressure in all our discussions, and that's really what drives our innovation. You know, we've introduced a sort of three-tier delivery model. Being a global organization, how do we leverage India where it makes sense? We've got a managed service center in PE, which is effectively a low-cost geography for South Africa. How do we bring about automation, you know, to do certain workloads which are mundane? So absolute margin pressure and price pressure from our clients, and that's forcing all of us to adapt how we deliver to become more efficient to achieve the outcomes they look for.
What sort of innovation are they looking for?
You know, innovation for me is such a complex word. I mean, for innovation, it can be such a small thing. You know, it can be just a small process enhancement to improve a client experience to big bang, you know. But I think the big bang is unrealistic in some cases. So it's just small process enhancements can really bring about real value to a client.
How closely do you work with Japan's NTT, which owns Dimension Data, in taking some of these offerings to market?
So, I mean, we were acquired in 2010, so we've now had 8 years of working with NTT. We've had a whole lot of cross-sell initiatives going together and relationships that have been established over a period of time. So I think we got a whole lot better at leveraging it. I mean, they have a huge amount of IP. They spend $2 billion in R&D a year. Mm. We brought together our security practices recently, so we're starting to get much better at using it. Certainly our European and Asian and American offices are engaging with them daily. I've got a whole team just whose sole role is liaising with the NTT to make sure we extract as much value as we can.
So among the listed companies, Dimension Data is not one of them anymore. We've certainly seen companies like BCX and EOH coming under a lot of pressure for various reasons, not all market related. Just expanding on what we've already spoken about, what are some of the dynamics shaping the South African IT services industry?
Duncan, look, I think the economy is one thing. I think skill shortage is a real challenge for all of us.
Is it getting worse?
I think it is in specific areas. You know, I think as we move from hardware to software, how many people can transition to a software-defined world? I mean, you know, it's a fundamental ability to do that. As we start bringing about things like automation and the like, the new skills, security, new skills. I mean, we invest hundreds of millions of rands a year trying to develop and attract key staff. So I think the brain drain is a challenge, you know, being global for us. It's attractive for some of our guys to get global and international exposure. So I think those are things. As I mentioned, you know, the economic and political situation, you know, some of the corporates are slowing down some of their decision making, some of the public sectors slowing down some of their decision making, tenders being cancelled, put on review, given some of the hearings that are going on right now. So, you know, all of these factors play into creating a difficult economy, you know, in terms of the ICT industry in some instances. But, you know, for us, you know, as much as it's been difficult, we certainly have been fortunate to have had a good time of it of late. And I think that's just really been focusing on our clients. Too often, you know, we got into a navel-gazing internal focus and lost some focus on where we need to be, and that's making sure that our clients are delighted in achieving the outcomes. So, you know, I still think there is opportunity there. I still think there's head room out there, and particularly as the world transforms, particularly as this price pressure is there, how do we help clients automate, digitize, et cetera, et cetera?
Interesting, just picking up on the point you made about the brain drain. I've personally got friends who work in the IT sector who have immigrated recently, concerned about the political situation in South Africa. Are you in this business seeing an acceleration of skilled IT people leaving the country at the moment?
So, you know, the fact that we're in 47 countries and global, it makes it a lot easier, I think.
So they go to another Dimension Data?
I mean, 90% of the time they're moving within Dimension Data. And I think what we mustn't underestimate is the caliber of South African skills. Mm. So, you know, my American or European or Asian colleagues are all too happy to offer employment to some of these guys because, you know, South Africans by definition are hardworking and we really are quite advanced in some of the skills.
Mm. So, are you seeing an acceleration?
Absolutely. Mm. You know, we're seeing a number of individuals moving within Dimension Data across the globe. Some because of, you know, the political situation. Some just because they want international exposure. You know, particularly right. The young guys. You know, they're less tied down, maybe by family or homes and those sorts of things. So they're a lot more mobile. And so for them to go and spend a year or two in Asia or Europe or America is an amazing experience for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've got responsibility not just for South Africa, but the entire Middle East and Africa region for Dimension Data.
Yes.
How is the broader region doing outside South Africa?
I think, you know, we're fortunate having that. You know, if you look at some of the challenges we're talking about in South Africa, I mean, East Africa and the Middle East over the last 3 years have been the best performing geographies for us. As we all know, you know, Kenya have just been through an election and a contested election, so the past sort of 8 months have been quite slow there, but we're starting to see some green shoots. And Middle East for us, you know, after learning some hard lessons over the past 10 years, is starting to bear some fruit. You know, I think we're naive entering some of the African markets as well as the Middle East, but certainly the last 24 months, you know, East Africa and the Middle East have been very kind to us.
What is your biggest market outside of South Africa?
Well, it's head and head between Saudi Arabia and East Africa as a whole in terms of contribution to us. If you look at IDC, I mean, in terms of market opportunity, Obviously Saudi Arabia, they talk about $10 billion and you've got, you know, the UAE at $7 billion. So they're bigger opportunities, but our businesses aren't quite at the scale there as we'd like them to be. And I suppose that's the opportunity for us is how do we scale our Middle East business or our African business, particularly in East Africa.
So do you spend a lot of time traveling between these markets?
So, yeah, fortunately, look, we have country MDs who manage these things and they leverage the mothership. You know, we leverage technology a lot to have these conversations, but it's important to me to be visible in those markets, HR staff, to meet the clients. So between myself and my executive team, we do spend a fair amount of time, you know, visiting these countries, exploring the opportunities. But at the same time, you know, we like to empower the local management team to run those businesses as they see fit.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about black economic empowerment. It's obviously a very important consideration in South Africa. Dimension Data had a very public and quite ugly breakup with Andile Ngcobo, who was your chairman. Is that matter resolved now? And what is Didata doing on the empowerment front?
Duncan, yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, was an unfortunate circumstance. The matter, you know, was heard at the CCMA and concluded there. So as far as I know right now, you know, it is a concluded matter. But look, you know, black economic empowerment is a critical part of the South African journey. And, you know, we did a small new transaction for staff and employee benefit scheme. We're at level four right now. We're certainly not where we need to be. You know, I think purely from an ability to trade in a competitive landscape, we need to improve that. And we have ambitions to move to a level two. But, you know, we've got a lot of plans to look at that now across all the different pillars, you know, be it equity, be it procurement, be it skills development, you know. And so we've got plans in place that, you know, I'd like to sort of conclude in the near term so that we can, you know, with surety go to the market and reaffirm that we've moved from a level four to a level two.
And would that involve a new equity transaction of some kind?
We'd need to look at all aspects, not necessarily, you know, strategic partners. We could look at things such as, you know, increasing the employee benefit scheme or share scheme, you know, for staff and these types of things. We'll look at an equity transaction. So a number of aspects there. None of that is finalized yet, but, you know, I'm very confident and, you know, sure of the fact that our level four is not adequate for us to be able to truly trade in the market. But more than that, you know, there's the employment BE scorecards is one thing. You know, I think as an organization, we're quite proud of what we've achieved over the past. And for me, how do we really, really transform our organization, you know, in terms of SMEs, in terms of our staff, and all of these areas, we've got lots of room for improvement. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about your subsidiary companies and investments. You've historically had quite a lot of those. There's Internet Solutions, of course, which I know is going through some of its own challenges at the moment. You have an investment in Fiberco, which may or may not be sold to Secom, and you probably can't comment on that. Are you still invested in Plessy, or was that sold?
No, Duncan. So we disinvested from Plessy as in terms of some of the fiber assets, and we sold those last year. But we took certain aspects and reconsolidated them into our Dimension Data advanced infrastructure business. So for us, the long-haul fiber was not really where we wanted to play. If you look at what Dimension Data does, most of what we do is indoor, and that tended to be an outdoor. So we sold off parts of Plessy at the end of last year.
Okay, which might explain the – and I'm not going to ask you to comment, but might explain the – current speculation around Fiberco. But what other businesses, subsidiary type businesses, do you run? Obviously, Internet Solutions is very important to your business. Strategically, where do you see IS going as part of the bigger, broader Dimension Data mix over the next few years?
So besides Internet Solutions, we've got Merchants and Brighthouse, and I can touch on them a little later.
Sure.
But Internet Solutions has been a critical part of us, you know, for a long period of time in terms of helping us have a full end-to-end value proposition. Be it the connectivity piece, be it the hosting piece, et cetera, et cetera. As you mentioned, they've had some of their own challenge of late. And there, you know, I think any organization, particularly in the industry we're in, we need to continually reevaluate where we are as a company, where do we want to play, what are our focus areas, where's the market moving. So, you know, IS is still a very key and strategic asset to us. It's an asset that we're very proud of. But we are spending some time revisiting, you know, where is it? Do we want to own our own infrastructure? Do we want to be an over-the-top player? And all of those types of conversations are absolutely happening continuously. Mm. And they're healthy conversations. I don't think there's anything negative in that at all. It's just making sure that we remain relevant to the market and true to what our skill set is. So IS is absolutely part, and that's where we are there.
So it's strategically important, did I mention? It's not something you'd consider selling.
No, I mean, I think there's been a lot of speculation around that, and you know, we've considered all alternatives, right? So from selling to everything, you know, I think we'd be foolish not to look at all options. But we've made a decision that IS is strategic to us, and we want to retain IS, and we feel that it has immense value to offer in this market.
Right. Okay. Do you think, though, that there's a need for Internet Solutions maybe to expand into new areas where Dimension Data hasn't traditionally played? I'm talking specifically thinking about, you know, bidding for things like wireless frequency spectrum, building networks, access networks, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think that was part of the debates that we're going through in the strategic debates. You know, what are we going to play? Are we going to own our infrastructure? Are we going to go into these places? Do we need spectrum or don't we need spectrum? So all of these things are topical at the moment. They're all things that are being debated. I mean, I think there's always pros and cons to either one, you know. As you know, they're going through a little process at the moment, just redefining who they are, making sure that they're agile and lean and able to respond to the market conditions. We were just talking about software defined. What does SD-WAN mean for us? There's been a huge investment of late by IS, you know, what they're terming Network 4.0, to gear ourselves up to take advantage of the market as it evolves. And for us, that is a joint value proposition between Data8 and IS. You know, if you bring to bear the capabilities across the two entities, I think we have a complete value proposition there.
Mm. Might IS, I mean, IS has always been run as quite an independent and autonomous unit within Dimension Data. Might that change going forward?
Once again, I think, you know, if there's anything we need to look at is possibly more the go-to-market side of things. Mm. You know, clients, if I do hear constructive criticism or feedback is, you know, guys, sometimes you operate as different entities. So certainly we need to make sure that the way we manage our clients and engage with our clients is seamless. So we need to look at bringing those closer together. But, you know, when it comes to a large part of IS's delivery capability, I think it needs to remain that focus and have that niche. You know, I think if you become too general, one can, you know, lose that competitive advantage and focus on what our, you know, key skills and strengths are.
All right, tell me a bit about Merchants and Brighthouse and where they focus and where they're going.
So Merchants is our business process outsourcing business. I think a month or two ago we announced the acquisition of a company called Millennium One in Canada, which is very exciting for us in that it gives us nearshore and offshore capability. And as well as that, a large part of the capability and IP of Millennium One is the whole card processing. So they do a lot of the card processing for all the big banks in Canada. And how do we export some of that here? But secondly, America is a huge market for us. And, you know, some of those clients are looking to have that nearshore presence and then obviously offshore to South Africa, given the, you know, low-cost geography, if you will. So for us, that's been a really good transaction. And, you know, as merchants try and move towards becoming a digital outsourcer, leveraging all of that IP, Brighthouse, we've always had a stake in, and we acquired 100% of them 3 years ago. That is really, for me, you know, arguably one of our most exciting businesses, is it focuses on the application landscape, big ERP in terms of SAP, Oracle. We've got a whole application development capability there. Also, a very strong application managed services capability. So how do we deliver services from here to the rest of the world when it comes to managed services? I think, you know, we're a strategic partner when it comes to SAP and having, you know, being HEC certified and having our own platform. So for me, it's a really interesting part of our business. It moves us up the higher value chain. You know, if I look at all the strategic deals that we're doing now, they're generally application-led, platform-delivered types of outsources. So if you bring, you know, we talk about cable to cloud to application, if you bring that whole value chain of the different Dimension Data entities together, you know, it really does talk to a complete story and something that we feel differentiates us in the market. So a lot of cohesion, a lot of working together to crystallize that value proposition, make sure that we can also deliver across that. It's one thing to talk on PowerPoint about how you can manage the application landscape and the infrastructure, et cetera, but it's another thing to actually execute on it.
So Merchants and Brighthouse, are they wholly owned Dimension Data?
100% Dimension Data owned subsidiaries and part of my portfolio.
What do you prefer? Are they here on the campus as well?
They're here on the campus. I mean, obviously Merchants has got different call center facilities here and in Cape Town, Midrand, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, some of the management teams sit here, some in Cape Town, but 100% Dimension Data owned.
Grant, before I let you go, maybe just give us an outlook for the next 3 years or so. Where is Dimension Data going, the Middle East Africa operation, and what are the big opportunities you see?
So I think, thanks Duncan, a number of opportunities. I think first and foremost is scaling out some of the capabilities we have in South Africa into the rest of the African markets that we're in and the Middle East. I mean, that's an easy, low-hanging fruit type of opportunity. Get managed services to scale in East Africa and the Middle East. Get the Brighthouse capability to scale in Africa and the Middle East. In the South African market, you know, I've been punting or talking to my team certainly about us penetrating the public sector. I think there's a lot of opportunity in the public sector for various reasons. We haven't been maybe as successful as some of our competitors in that space, but I'm certainly seeing an appetite to engage.
I suppose the BEE.
So BEE is one aspect of it, you know, and one needs to make sure there. But I think Dimension Data has a good brand name. I think we have value to offer. You know, at the end of the day, service delivery to the citizens is critically important. And, you know, we need to make sure that we bring that to bear in the market. So I think that is there. You know, the buzzwords and IoT and all of these things are real opportunities. How do we help clients achieve their business outcomes? How do we help them transform to this hybrid environment? How do we help them digitize? Data analytics is a big area we're investing in. You know, data, we own a lot of data. We work with a lot of data. How do we use that to bring insights to our clients? You know, I think that's the pressure clients are certainly putting on us. And I think we have a huge amount of opportunity to really bring value to our clients as opposed to just being an IT services provider, an infrastructure provider, a license reseller, et cetera, et cetera. So for me, I still see a lot of opportunity. And really, it's on us to execute now, quite frankly. You know, I'm confident that we've got a brand that is well thought of. I'm very confident that we've got a solution set that's well thought of. And we've got some of the best minds and skills out there. It's just a matter of bringing it to bear and executing and focusing on our clients.
Not only if that damn economy would improve.
Well, I think we'd all like that, and I think, you know, we all need to play our part in that. You know, we certainly, being involved in business leadership South Africa, there are a lot of conversations about private and public sector partnership, and I think we're starting to see some of the fruits of that. Of course, there's going to be some distraction with the elections coming around, but post that, I think we all need to remain hopeful and optimistic, right? We're all part of the solution, and we can sit here and throw stones, or we can choose to make a difference ourselves.
On that positive note, I think we'll leave it there. Grant Bodley is CEO of Dimension Data Middle East and Africa. Thanks so much for talking to Tech Central today.
Thank you, Duncan.